hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. By way of announcements, on October the 18th through the 19th, Johnson Temple will be celebrating 101 years of service to Leesville, Fort Polk, and surrounding communities. Saturday, October the 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. will be a musical extravaganza featuring local groups, praise dancers, and the Johnson Temple Reunion Choir. This celebration event will culminate on Sunday, October the 19th at 3 o'clock p.m. Our guest for this event is Superintendent Donald Catalan, pastor of the Greater Freeman Memorial Church of God in Christ, along with his musical aggregation from Lake Charles, Louisiana. The public is invited to join us as we reflect on the incredible journey God has led us, generations of faithful members, countless stories of lives transformed, and a legacy of love that continues to grow. Lastly, we're serving Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program that takes place every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items along with a hot meal are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir, followed by the Word of God, rendered by none other than our pastor and leader, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. May God continue to bless and keep you. It's our continual prayer. God bless you.
To say thank you, Lord, for all the good. gave your son as a ransom for my sins. But you cleansed me and gave me peace within.
The word of the Lord from the book of St. Luke. Some of you may have, amen. All you have, amen, is your word there. Amen. So if you have your program, you can look at your program, or you can go to your word. I would prefer you go to your word because, amen, on the program is Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. We're going to include through verses 34, St. Luke chapter 22, starting at verse 31. Amen. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you. Now, who is he talking about? Simon, right? Yeah. Satan has desired to have you, Simon, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. Now this is, in my Bible, is the red letter edition, which lets me know that these are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness out there? Amen. 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 But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. I would have said that again. I have prayed for thee, I prayed for you, that your faith will not fail. And when thou art converted, in other words, there has to be a change in your life, I want you to reach out and strengthen your brother. That's one of the areas that I wanted to mentioned today. Amen. Stop being selfish. Amen. You can stick your chest out. You got a good job. You got a nice home. You got a nice car. Amen. But don't be selfish. Be willing to help somebody else. Be willing to reach out to somebody else. Be willing to smile at somebody else. Amen. God wants you to show love. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And verse 34, and we'll close. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt three times deny that thou knowest me. Whew, you may be seated in the house of the Lord. Oh, my God, I want to say that one more time. Amen. Peter, the cock, that rooster is not going to open his mouth. Huh? This day, before that thou shalt three times deny that thou knowest me. Who is that talking? Jesus himself. He's talking to himself. Yeah, people are going to know that you don't know nothing about me. You just run in your mouth. Amen. And if you read the Bible, especially, amen, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen, you will see that Peter could not keep his mouth shut. He was ready to talk no matter who had the mic, what was going on, he had to get his two cents in. And Jesus Christ, out of his love, amen, worked entirely trying to straighten Peter out. That's not part of my message because I could work on that one. Peter created some situations, y'all. Amen. If you study your Bible, amen, Matthew, amen, Luke, John, study them, and you'll read about Peter. He was always in the way. Amen. God bless you. Amen. My subject is you may need sifting, but not by Satan. Huh? Now, he's out there. Can I get a witness? How many of y'all know the devil is trying to trip you up? How do you know? How many can tell me that you believe Satan is trying to stop you from serving the true and the living God? Amen. Praise the Lord. You may not know it, but Satan is attacking the people of God. And I'm afraid he is winning the battle. Can I get a witness out there? Satan, amen, he's bold. And he don't mind attacking you. So you say you're saved. So you're filled with the Holy Ghost. So you can speak it in tongues. So you're a member of the church. So you got a position in the church. Satan could care less. Amen. He knows how to work. Amen. To knock the props out from under you. Amen. No wonder so many preachers are throwing in the towels. Amen. El Jeffrey, your daddy is in the streets most of the time. Amen. If you don't believe it, ask that lady sitting out there right there. Amen. Yeah. And she'll tell you, pastor is everywhere. Everywhere I go, I see pastor. Amen. Yes. Because, amen, I want to help people if I can. And I can't do that sitting at the house, amen, praise the Lord, watching television, listening to Brother Jeff play the saxophone. I love that saxophone. Let me see the hands there. Y'all like saxophone music? Huh? Yeah, we'll have him to do something before we go home today. Amen. Yeah, but I can't sit there, amen, praise the Lord, half sleep, and listen to Jeffrey play the saxophone. There's some work to be done. Can I get a witness out there? God called me to work, not to just sit in the house doing nothing. Amen. Oh, a man went to a lake and he found a little boy splashing in the water. Amen. And the old man said to the boy, son, didn't you see the sign? It says no swimming. The boy turned to the man and said, I'm not swimming. I'm drowning. That seemed to be the situation with a number of the saints. You're not swimming. You're in trouble. You're drowning. You're not doing what God has called you to do. Amen. I can remember the old sifter. Let me see the hands of y'all that know something about them sifters. Oh, that's some over there. Yeah. Amen. That's another one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The old folks, they had a sifter. They put that flour or cornmeal, whatever, amen, in that sifter, and then they turn it, amen, and they call it grinding. Is that right? Y'all help me out, mother. Amen. You be grinding, amen, and you want those small pieces to go in there, and those big pieces will stay in the sifter because you're going to throw that away. Amen. Praise the Lord. That seemed to be the situation with the number of saints, amen, that they are not swimming, amen, in trouble. They're drowning, amen, amen. The old sifter, you put flour or meal in it, and they turn the crank to cause the flour or the meal to flow through the sifter. And the lumps of particles that could not be in the flour or meal remain in the sifter. And so this was the part that you were going to throw away. If you had the funds, you could get a cabinet with a built-in sifter. Watch this. Jesus tells Peter that Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Amen. And you read your Bible, Old Testament preferably, and you will see where wheat was desired, seemed like, by every nation, all the people. Amen. Gather the wheat. Amen. I'm not going to preach, but I remember the person who reached back. God laid it on the heart of Pharaoh, and he was asking questions. Give me an answer to this dream. And he says, yeah, okay. We'll find somebody. And he found that young man, and he took him to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh told him what he had dreamed. And he said, this is what the dream is all about. There's a famine coming. And there's not going to be no food out there if we don't plant it now. And when it come time to get the wheat and the corn, amen, we need to get it in because there's not going to be any wheat or corn out there in the field. And people will suffer. Amen. God is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Jesus, amen, tell Peter, amen, that Satan desires to sift you as wheat, and Satan wants to take out what is good in Peter and magnify what is evil in Peter. How many of y'all know you got some evilness in you?
Yes, sir.
Huh? How many know that the devil will stir you up?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And cause you to backslide, been saved, sanctified, baptized with the Holy Ghost, with a mighty burning fire, speaking in tongues, the Spirit giving to others, and the devil will have you cursing like a sailor.
Yes, sir.
My God. Praise the Lord. Look, Peter, you're out of order. I want you to know that this is my beloved son, and I want you to hear him. You don't tell him what to do. Hello, somebody. Amen. You've overstepped the boundary. Amen. My son knows what to do. He knows what to say, and he knows exactly where to go. Amen. So, when Jesus asked, who did people say, who did he was? And then when he rephrased the question, it was Peter who said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So you might think that Peter is the stronger of the 12 disciples. All right? Well, if you haven't studied your word, you don't know where I'm coming from. Jesus Christ handpicked the 12 disciples. Huh? Or he could have found some other boys out there. Huh? Or he could have found 112. Amen. And said, I want all of y'all to follow me. But he picked 12. Amen. To follow him. Amen. So you might think that Peter is the stronger of the 12. Remember the old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. I tell saints all the time, it's not good to go around bragging about how saved you are. Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with it, but don't have people looking at you funny. I'm saved. I got baptized at such time. Amen. I serve under Bishop so-and-so. No, you don't need all of that. Let people see Jesus Christ in you. Know that you are saved. Know that you got the Holy Ghost. Know that you speak in tongues. Know that you know how to love people and reach out to them. My God. You don't have to minimize your testimony, but know that Satan hears what you say, and he's just waiting for an opportunity to trap you. Can I get a witness out there? How many of y'all know Satan will set traps for you? Huh? I ain't gonna bother me. I've been saved for a long time. Huh? Okay. Pat yourself on the back. Because you may not be saved when Satan gets through with you. Amen. Amen. John 10:10. The thief, Satan, he cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. You know I'm almost through with this message. Amen. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You better know who you're fooling with. You better know that Satan, amen, he want to sift you. He want to tear you down. He want to make a fool out of you. Amen. Amen. You got to know that he's sly as a fox, sneaky as a snake, smooth as silk. Amen. When he need to be. So how do you combat the power of Satan? I'm glad you asked. You better learn to pray always. Amen. Live holy every day. Learn how to push the plate aside and fast sometime. Amen. Punish your body so you can strengthen your faith. Amen. Be in church as often as you can. Praise the Lord. It's just a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, make a note of it, an acceptable and perfect will of God himself. Amen. No man can serve two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other one. It's just not going to work. That was the problem with Israel, trying to have it both ways. They would worship God in the temple and go out into the bulrushes and worship idol gods. When God got tired of and withdrew himself from them, he allowed Israel to be taken into captivity. Their cities were destroyed. The temple was ransacked. Amen. Torn down all of the good things that was in the temple. Amen. Including, amen, the serving dishes was taken away. Amen. Their homes were burned. Their women were raped. Old men was killed in the streets. And the young, strong men was taken into captivity.